Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Beyond the Benefits, a quantum health podcast. If you're new here, I am your host, Carly. I'm really excited to dive into another real, genuine conversation today around what we do here at Quantum and the support that we provide our members. And I'm most excited, and I love that I get to do that with my friend and colleague, Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Carly. Good to be with you again for our second episode, which is exciting to say. For those of you who didn't tune in for the first episode, please check it out. It was a really powerful story, as all of these are, which we're so feel so grateful that we have the opportunity to be a part of them and to share them with our audience.
And don't forget, we're going to have new episodes every other week through November. Make sure you like and subscribe and follow because you want to hang out with Ryan and I, of course, and hear our amazing stories from our amazing members and care coordinators. But today's conversation is going to be all about navigating the uncertainty of a high-risk pregnancy and the power of care coordination.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think everybody knows somebody who has gone through a maternity journey, who has dealt with challenges, miscarriages, and other things. And so, you know, those experiences are really challenging for everybody involved, right, in that family building journey. And when you look at a stat that we pulled here, women with high-risk pregnancies are 46% more likely to experience anxiety and elevated stress than women with lower-risk pregnancies. It just really highlights the importance of having that support there for women and families who are going through a pregnancy journey and that unique journey. Everyone is unique. So we're really excited to share this story today. It's a heavy story too. It starts that way, but it has a happy ending. So we're excited to get into that.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to that number, you know, 46%, it's more than just a statistic, right? So it's a window into the lived experiences of so many women and so many families who are, you know, trying to start a family and to, you know, be a mom and be a dad. And we often talk about the physical challenges that come with a high-risk pregnancy, but that quote really, I think, brings to life the mental and emotional toll that also comes with not only just a regular pregnancy, not high-risk pregnancy, but adding that high risk into it. And there is no better person that we can have share their story with us. We have our wonderful guest, Irina Dojcheva, who did have a high-risk pregnancy, is going to talk to us about the challenges prior to learning about that pregnancy and then what transpired after. And alongside of her is John Paul Ihejerica, who is her care coordinator, who was along you know, the side of her throughout this entire journey. So thank you both so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Absolutely. So we're going to dive right in. And Irina, we're going to start with you. Okay. So after the three miscarriages, which is something that you had experienced, which I send my love and support to you because I know that's such a challenging situation to be in, your fourth pregnancy was then considered high risk. So can you walk us through what those first few months were like after you found out that you were pregnant for a fourth time, kind of how you were, you know, managing that reaction in real time, knowing what you had already gone through?
Of course. Carly, this is beautiful. And by the way, thank you for the statistics. It seems that I'm part of the statistics triple, right? I'm probably the top 10 to 20% of everyone. So hopefully my story is educational and also inspirational because this is what I stand behind. Yes, three losses, two of them at a later part of the pregnancy. And when I found out I was pregnant for a fourth time, it felt I've been there before. It felt very common to me. It felt, I got this. And this time, deep down inside, I knew that it would be okay. But I also needed my support, the tribe, the people, the family, the friends around me to believe it. Because as part of my journey, people knew about all my losses. So as you tell your family, this is the fourth time around, people are like, I'm not sure, right? I knew it, but I needed people to, I knew I couldn't do it alone. I knew that I needed to walk along with people who believe in me. And this pregnancy was different. I felt it was possible. And this included my doctors, my support system, but having John Paul alongside of my journey gave me the extra layer of support, the trust, the security that I needed. And he became the tribe, a part of that tribe I needed, that I can lean on through those fragile first few months.
Mm, I love that. And I think it's important to note too, we call ourselves warriors here at Quantum because we are on the front line, really fighting for our members and fighting alongside of them. So I love that you called him your tribe because we are absolutely a tribe here, and we really do aim to be that for our members as well. So that makes me very happy. And I think it's important for us to then go into how John Paul came into the picture, right? So if I understand correctly, you were on vacation and you had decided to go on a trip, ran into some challenges on the trip. So can you walk us through that and kind of how that connection then came to be?
Absolutely. As part of being high risk, I knew that I would be grounded for many, many months. And it just worked out that I was about 10 weeks pregnant when we decided that we are going to go on a trip to Mexico because we will not have a vacation for the next 6 to 9 months to maybe a year to 2 years down the line. And it was my husband's birthday. And that specific day, I had complications and I ended up in the emergency unit in Mexico. They took really well. I mean, their care was phenomenal. They took really an extra level of support for me because I was pregnant. But on the top of that medical scare, I had no idea what would be covered or even how to handle claims. I'm in a different country. I'm abroad. I don't know what to do. I'm in this, you know, ER and they speak Spanish to me. So it was a little bit different, right? But when we came back, my husband, Ivo, who is just so intuitive as well, and he said, you know what, why don't you call the care coordinators? I heard really good things about them. Maybe they'll guide us through what we need to do. I had no idea that this could be covered through the insurance. So this is when I called to John Paul and I told him all about my little story here. And in his calm, warm, reassuring way, he said, we've got you. At this moment, I know his title is a coordinator, but to me, he was a lifeline. He was like, don't worry, there's ways for us to handle this. It would require a little paperwork, but I got you. And this is how I knew he's there for me, because we don't hear that many times in today's world. I got you, don't worry. Trust me.
That's awesome. I love that. I mean, that simple, I got you, is meaningful when you hear that. I mean, yeah. Irina, I had a similar but different experience. We were on vacation in Mexico as well. My son, who was two at the time, he fell and he cut his chin really badly and ended up needing to go to the ER, and he had to get stitches. And some of the same questions came to my mind of, you know, we're in another country. Is this covered? And we have our service at Quantum Health, and a care coordinator stepped in and was able to support us with the international claim filing process, which I'm like, I have no idea anything about that. So do you have to go through something similar like that?
Absolutely. And thank you, Ryan, for sharing that. I had no idea that there was an international claim form. I had no
idea. Me neither.
When I first called in the care coordinators, I thought maybe we can apply the amount we've paid through the credit card in Mexico to the out-of-pocket maximum. I didn't even know it was covered. It could be covered or partially covered. Every time I call my doctor's office or even today, I need to fill up on a claim, I just know that you guys are behind all this and you can chime in, call with me, stay on the call with me, give them the information that they need so we can get the ball rolling. Every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, John Paul, let's pull you in here. I mean, you're a big part of this story, and curious from when you think about that first interaction with Irina, you know, what do you remember about that first interaction and some of the ways that you jumped in to help in those early days?
Okay, absolutely. When Urena called, it just seemed like it would just be a normal day, of course. But I didn't know, you know, especially like looking back, you know, we would be right here discussing this story right now. But she called and she explained exactly what was going on. I did allow her to speak and to let us know just the ins and outs of everything, just so I can kind of game plan, you know, something to offer, some type of plan, and something to, you know, make her experience just a little bit better. You could tell she was dealing with a lot of stress because, of course, she did explain that, you know, she had gone through a few miscarriages, and she explained, you know, she was a little concerned, of course, with being in Mexico and, you know, the coverages with a baby or anything or other things as well. So I was able to at least explain to Urena that we do have options for out-of-country claims. Essentially, when it comes to an out-of-country claim, it would get covered at the in-network level. She didn't necessarily know too much about how to file the paperwork, so I was able to forward her the claim form, go over some of the information with her. And also, in a sense, I was able to point her through our member portal where she can communicate directly to me if she had any questions. And I kind of said, okay, if there's anything I can do, let me take, you know, this weight off your shoulders. Let me warrior for you and see exactly what we can do for you, and just to make the experience just a little bit better. And from that point on, I can actually say, you know, Urena and I have been in close contact in terms of some things that she might, you know, some questions that she might have on the medical side. I think, you know, sometimes people describe it as a maze in terms of not being able to try to navigate, and you might get a little lost this way and that way. So I just assured her, hey, you have my contact. You can directly communicate through me through the portal. You have my extension. So you can definitely, if you have any questions, I'll be there for you as well. Don't worry about it. Let us take the stress off your shoulders and do what we're getting paid to do, in a sense. So, you know, I was actually just glad to be there. Also was able to point Urena to our high-risk maternity nurse, which is Libby, amazing person, Libby. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I'm just glad I was actually part of the story. I will say truthfully, when Urena was explaining everything was going on, I did kind of say to myself, if maybe I can just, you know, stay with her, be a part of this and make this easier for her, that would be really cool if she called me in, you know, and less than 9 months and said, hey, I have a baby. And I would be like, you know, on cloud nine. So, wow. You know, I'm just thankful everything worked out. You know, it was, you know, you could definitely hear the stress and you could definitely hear the concern that she had. And I think right now, Urena might be better than me at looking at claims and a few other things. So
you're an expert now.
You've become a great teacher. You've become a great teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely a subject matter expert on this. But, you know, in terms of, you know, even after the birth of the baby, Darian, you know, there were other things that she had questions on that, you know, we still continue to help. So I look at it like, you know, could be a lifelong relationship with helping Urena and just, you know, being a part of Quantum. So we're just glad. I'm just glad, actually, just to be a part of your story, Urena. Glad to be a warrior for you, and anything else that, you know, we can do, we'll definitely continue to do. So, yeah, I really, it's hard to say because I say, like, I don't have much to say, but I can guarantee I have a lot to say. I'm just not usually a person that speaks too much, but I can tell you, like, the awesome feeling like I did have. It's almost like I put my hands up like touchdown when, you know, she said, hey, I had a baby. So it was absolutely amazing. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well,
amazing.
It's football season, so it's a good use of the term there, John Paul.
Yes.
And I know, John Paul, you were, you know, fighting for authorizations, helping with the international claims, making 20 to 30 calls behind the scenes, you know, countless efforts that you were making. And I know, Urena, that must have felt almost like this doesn't happen normally in, you know, exactly. Health insurance, if you will. So that's, you know, having a navigation organization alongside of you to help with that.
Exactly, Carly.
Did that surprise you? Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for your question. Absolutely. Because I to me, quantum was a phone number. And as you, I'm sure, can all relate, every time we call a phone number, we don't get much help from anyone. Or we leave a voicemail that never gets returned. So as soon as I talked to John Paul, I had an epiphany. I said, wait a minute, those people actually care. There's this service that I should be utilizing that I've never used before. And, you know, I had the, to your point, you know, the physical toll of high-risk pregnancy is one thing, but also the constant monitoring, the procedures, the paperwork, the approvals, the information out there. I also had gestational diabetes as part of this pregnancy, and John Paul gave me a list of the foods that I could be eating. He gave me resources. This is just a little tiny thing of how much he was able to help me with. He also educated me on how insurance works, what needs to be done, what's proper, what's not proper, how long does it take. So yes, I could be following up on some of those claims, but what really, really expanded my mind is that A, I can trust someone, I have a lifeline, I have a friend that I can call, and also the education I received of how this part of healthcare works is phenomenal, because now I almost feel like I know how long a claim takes to be paid. I understand what it means pending versus, you know, not submitted to insurance. I understand this because of him, because he said, listen, you really need to do this. And then, of course, getting Darian added to the insurance, follow up on all the board claims. I mean, this is, like I said, this is just a little bit of everything he's done, but it just felt, wow. In 2025, there is a company, Quantum Health, that employs people who care, and they actually care for their purpose and their mission. So I think this was a huge surprise, but I'm so happy that you guys are part of my journey in healthcare.
Thank you for sharing that. And I have to say, you used two words, Irina, that I don't know that we hear in the health insurance world very often. The two words that you used that really stuck out with me were trust and friendship. And when we use the word friendship, and I think that's really powerful. At Quantum Health, there's five pillars in our company that we follow when we think about warrioring for our members, and friendship is one of those pillars.
I think with working at Quantum, one thing that has always been taught and kind of like drilled with us is a member experience. And with the member experience, we kind of like put ourselves in the member's shoes and say, if I were going through this, how would I want someone else to approach my situation? And I'm thankful for, you know, having the friendship with her. And you know, another thing that came up is, you know, I called my mom on Mother's Day, and she calls me Angel. And so I thought in my head, I was like, okay, Urena also says that, you know. And I did have plans, of course, but I definitely wanted to call her on her first Mother's Day, and because I knew how special it was. So just really not to ask about anything else, but just to say Happy Mother's Day.
He's just my little earth angel. He puts all his heart in what he does, his patience, his love, his dedication. I know he shows up to work every day, but the way you show up to work is what's so meaningful. And I think him and I were on the phone like almost every week. Hey, we got to take care of this. But by the way, how are you? How's everything? And this is how, you know, I call him my earth angel, because he really is. So he gave me the peace of mind I needed to do the things I needed to do so I can bring Darian to this world. And he celebrated the milestones with me to what he said. I mean, he called me to wish me Happy Mother's Day. Do you know how many people didn't call? You know, like, I mean, incredible, just incredible. I don't think I could have done it without John Paul. He really was, Irina, got you. Every time, got you. And then this other demeanor of him that I love, his calm voice, but also very earthy, very grounding voice. Like, Irina, don't worry, because as a woman, I'm full of emotions. I'm also pregnant. You know, everything escalates in multiple ways. And then I call John Paul, and he says, Irina, don't worry, got you. This is what we need to do. Number one, number two, number three. I'll call you in 2 days. And then, of course, he calls in 2 days. So my weeks to the end of the pregnancy were put at ease because I had him by my side.
Mm. I love that so much. Oh, hats off to you, John Paul. Warrior of the year.
That's amazing.
Well done.
Just hearing it. Thank you, Irina.
You know, he brings humanity to healthcare. Like, this is how I see him. Like, John Paul equals humanity, love, and support in healthcare. And of course, Quantum. Then he also educated me about you guys and, of course, about Libby. And I spoke to her multiple times and all that. But bottom line is, like, in my vision, he is like the XYZ to the equation.
So
that's
true.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, and I love what you just said, Irina. I really do. And I think that message needs to be heard. You know, we hear so much now, rightfully so, but about the advances in technology, artificial intelligence, generative AI, and the ways that these technologies and tools are really advancing in healthcare and other industries. And, you know, one thing that I believe, that I know you believe, that we all believe here, is that you cannot replace a John Paul. You cannot replace what you just shared. And that is just so powerful and so important for us to all remember that this stuff matters, right? It is messy. It's challenging. It's emotional. There's a lot of ins and outs. And it takes somebody like a John Paul to step in to really help in those moments to say, I got you, right? All the tech and tools is important too, right? You need that to access information and data and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, it takes human beings coming together, working together, saying, I got you, being there for each other. And that's so powerful. And thank you both for sharing this story. Really, really appreciate it. And I think, I don't want to misspeak, but Irina, I think we heard there might be a special guest appearance somewhere.
Yes. Let me bring him on. I'll just mute myself for a second.
Okay.
Can't wait. Can't wait. For anyone who is not watching and only listening, we are about to have a very special guest join us. Sweet baby boy Darian is making his appearance.
Yes, so. He is full of life, thriving, and already showing his personality. And he has a special outfit with the word legend.
Look at him. Hi, buddy.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. He's so good.
Look at his smile. He's ready for camera.
Hi.
Hey, you all.
Say hi, Mama.
Nice to meet you, John Paul.
Say hi.
Nice to meet you, too. Wow, he's so big now.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and there you go. This
active, I can tell. Mm-hmm. And he's a legend. That's right. Absolutely.
He has a big personality. He bosses his mom and dad like there is no other wife.
He's in charge, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
amazing.
I think everything is meant to be, and it comes in the right time, and it has for the right reasons. And he really is full of life, and his name means a gift. That's why Darian comes from a gift. Dar means a gift. So this is our.
He certainly gift. Is a gift. We're
yes,
so
he
happy
is.
You're here,
oh, yeah.
buddy.
Don't look at me.
Beautiful baby boy.
Amazing. Well, I am so sad that we have reached the end of our time together. Hi. And so I just want to say thank you again to both of you so much for spending the time, for really painting this picture for us and showing us the human side of, you know, what Quantum Health is doing and the impact that it's making, you know, out there in the real world. So just thank you both so much for being here and wish you all the best. And I hope that Darian just continues to grow and be the just best little boy. So just so happy for you all.
Ryan and Carly, I am as looking forward. I hope my story inspires other women to hang on there. I'm actually in the process of writing a book called The Gift of Darian to inspire other women and their partners, because dads are halfway there, right? People had to go through what I went through even more as a supporter. But everything has its timeline and it has its reason. And motherhood, if it's wanted, it's always a possibility. This is my message. So I hope, you know, my story today, but also hopefully my book about Darian will come out soon, and then I can share the full story. And I'm sure that Jampo will have a special place in this book.
Oh, wonderful.
Thankful.
Can't wait.
Thankful.
Give us the name of the book one more time, Irina.
The Gift of Darian.
Love it. Can't wait to read it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it.
Amazing. Thank you both so much. Take care.
Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a good one, Ryan.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's you hear these stories and it's hard to hold it together sometimes, to be honest with you. Yeah, I just, you know, I sit here, you hear these stories, and it's so great that Irina's writing a book about her story, and you just hope these stories get to more and more people. They're stories of hope. They're stories of people helping people. And I love that so much. So, and staying true to our last episode and every episode, we want to end on kind of a big idea, and talking about how everybody how do we ensure everybody gets the support and care that they need. And this big idea comes from Dr. Janet Choi, the chief medical officer at Progyny, which is a digital health solution, family building solution in the digital health healthcare world. One of our partners as well. And Dr. Janet Choi provided this quote. She says, "Healthcare's future lies in the anticipatory, personalized support that transforms care from reactive treatment to proactive partnership. This is especially critical for high-risk pregnancies where optimal outcomes depend on caring for the whole person, addressing not just the medical complexities, but the emotional, social, and practical needs of mothers and their families throughout the entire journey." And that's so true. We have two boys in our household. Like Irina said, they're the bosses in our household. I try to be the boss, but it does not work out. I can tell you that much. Going through those experiences with my wife and figuring out the best ways to support her and, really not knowing anything and just trying to be that supportive partner in there as much as I could. It is a whole family experience, and having, as Irina said, that tribe around you during that period of time is so important, not just for the physical, but the emotional and everything that comes with navigating healthcare, the claims, the bills, the doctor's appointments, the procedures, all of that stuff. I mean, it really takes a whole team to kind of navigate that all.
Yep, it absolutely does. And I think that quote really beautifully reframes what support really should look like. So, you know, it's not just about managing a high-risk pregnancy. It's about finding someone who is going to, you know, have a personal and deep commitment to you and helping you to get through those things. And so it acknowledges such a gap, right? And I'm just so grateful that John Paul was there to really be that person for Irina and her family, and that we ended up with a beautiful little one at the end of it all. So it was just such a happy ending. And I'm sad it's over, but we have come to the end of our episode. Again, don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow. Again, Ryan and I will be here with you. We hope you join us again, and thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye, Ryan.